Welcome, friends. I'm Dr. Suzanne Nixon, a mental health professional, meditation teacher, and the creator of Quiet Waters podcast. This platform brings together mental health, psychology, mindfulness, and meditation to support and inspire you in your quest for well-being. We as parents want to do the absolute best for our children. We as parents want to do the absolute best for our teens. Now, with so much going on in our teens' world, all the changes that they have lived through, and all the stresses that they are now experiencing, we need to be mindful of how we're parenting them. Our parenting shapes and forms who they become. It is a great influencer on character and future development. What we now know is that if we can parent our teens with that mindset of positivity, we can really affect and inspire them in a healthy and positive way. What do we really mean when we say positivity, parenting with positivity, positive mindset? It's an orientation of the mind, of how you're thinking. It's an orientation of the heart with how you're feeling. And these orientations are geared towards the positive. It's the ability to see the good, the possibility to see the good, the possibility to see the favorable, to point out an action in a situation that may have not been pleasant, but there's something good that could come of it, or there was some goodness within that one situation. Our positive mindset has to be cultivated over time. It's not something that we automatically do. And you may ask why. And why is it that some people have that positive mindset or can parent that way, where others, it's so challenging? First, our parenting style is usually influenced by the way that we were or weren't parented. Two, a positive mindset needs to be cultivated because our brain chemistry is wired for negativity. That's right. We're wired for survival. And what I mean by that is that if a dangerous situation came around, was lurking around the corner, we need to have a survival mindset to prepare us for what perhaps that danger could be, and then how to respond, how to react. It goes way, way back, our primal brain, our survival brain. We didn't know what kind of danger could present itself. So we always thought the worst has to be prepared. Now, this actually is brain chemistry. We are wired for survival. And our brain hasn't changed from that way thousands of years ago. We refer to that as the reptilian brain, the neurological wiring for survival. When a real or perceived threat is present, the sympathetic nervous system releases hormones in our body in response to that stress, and we feel that adrenaline rush. And our innate alarm goes off and says, danger, danger, danger. And then we respond. So our brain is wired towards these negative possibilities of danger. And the purpose is to keep us safe, to keep us alive. But our survival brain didn't have much room for positivity, which is why all this wonderful research that has been done over the decades is showing that we can begin to rewire ourselves for positivity. And that takes some work. We do know the science of neuroplasticity, that our brain is not solid. The brain changes in its structure, and it can influence structural change in our thoughts and our experiences. And what do you think influences our structure, our thoughts, and our feelings? So if we think and talk and behave in a more positive way, it actually begins to impact the brain and change some of the neural pathways and make room for positivity. Now, when we begin to practice positive parenting, it must be a very conscious act because it takes time to develop this style of parenting. We have to work that muscle. And it's possible. And you can. So what are the overall positive effects of having a positive brain? It's not just that you're developing an attitude of positivity in your teen, but you're also influencing overall health and well-being. Science now lets us know that when we have positive emotions, when we have that feel good throughout our body, it reduces stress, reduces inflammation, strengthens the immune system, enhances recovery from illness, improves our mood state, strengthens resilience, and actually improves our positive connections with others and overall success in life. So think about that. Imagine your teen moving around the house, coming home from school, driving them to soccer practice, at a family event, at family dinner. Observe your teen. Notice if they speak with positivity. Notice if they behave with an uplifting mood state of positivity or the opposite. Notice if they tend to complain, feel down. Notice if they don't feel confident. Notice if they doubt themselves. Those are all signals that they're geared more towards either the positivity or the negativity. And we all know that. We all go through that. We just want to be mindful of not developing the negative into a pattern of behaving and working it so we can shift it to a positive behavioral response. Your teens will respond to you better. They will actually comply with some of your requests if you parent with some positivity. So you may be asking, how do we do that? An acronym that I'm going to be using, and we're starting off simple here. We could get into more complex or elaborate ways to positively parent, but let's start simple. Think of the acronym RAFT, R-A-F-T. And you can think of it with a smile on your face, that you're throwing out a raft to your teen, because at times they may be doing fine, and at times they may not. And so you throw out a raft that they can get on and be able to survive the challenges, to cope with the challenges of our day and during their day. Number one, R. Realize. Become aware. Become conscious of the way that you are parenting your teen. Often, I like to tell parents that at this age, their parenting is also mentoring, a form of mentoring their child. That changes the context just a little bit. Remember when you were starting a new job and you had somebody train you or mentor you in that particular position? As your teen is growing, shift a little bit and be aware of parenting with a mentorship to guide them so that they can be more successful in their life. So as you realize that you are parenting and mentoring, lead with a positive mindset. Become aware of your own actions, language and words, expressions, gestures, body movements, and notice in yourself, are they positive ones or not? So try your best to move into a positive mindset and frame, to notice the positivity, to comment on it if your teens are doing something that needs to be commended or pointed out. At the same time, remember, parenting isn't easy. Raising a teen is probably one of the most hardest things to do. So you're not going to do it perfect, and you have to give yourself some grace. It takes time to develop this orientation, especially if you weren't parented that way. Number two is the A in RAFT, acknowledge. Acknowledge the positive behaviors of your teen. When you notice something very simple that they're doing right, or perhaps they're doing something for someone else, compliment them. Point it out. If your teen does something helpful to a younger child in the family system, you may say, that was kind of you to do that. That was very thoughtful of you to do that. That's a positive acknowledgement and reinforces your teen's behavior. If your teen comes home and does well on a test, on a quiz, or on a paper, say, hey, you really did a good job on this. I'm really proud of you. At the same time, I know you're asking, if your teen comes home and they haven't done well on a test, what do you say? Don't lead from a negative mind space. That's the tendency of what parents do. You could have done better. I can't believe that you got that grade. When are you going to step up? When are you going to perform? When you get serious about your studies and your grades? It's not going to work. Negative will breed negative. Instead, if they come home with something that is below their usual grade, the usual paper, say, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about your grade? What would you like to have been different next time around? Is there anything else that you want to say about that? And you say it in the tone of voice that I'm sharing it with. No pressure, no demeaning. More like a, hey, I noticed you got a C or a D or an F. You know, what happened here? What do you think's going on? How can you do better next time? Would you like to do better next time? Make it an easy flowing conversation. But getting back to noticing their behaviors. The other comes when they do a simple chore or when they put their belongings away. Say they do hang up their backpack in the closet. They do put their shoes in the closet. They clean up after their snacks, their dishes. They load the dishwasher of their own plates. Say, hey, thanks for putting your plates in the sink. Thanks for putting your plates in the dishwasher. Even though you know that's what they're supposed to do, that's part of their chores, but compliment them. Acknowledge it. That is going to create more of a positivity in your teen, and they will repeat that behavior. In addition, they will feel closer to you. They may not say that, but in time, you'll start to feel it. 3, I like to call this exercise the family fishbowl. So 3 is for the F in raft, the family fishbowl. I did this years ago, and I did it in many different situations, at home, at school, when I was a teacher, and in social situations, business situations, and training situations, I tend to use the fishbowl. In this particular family fishbowl, you take a clear glass jar or a vase, whatever you may have, and you put it somewhere in a common room, in the kitchen, dining room, or family room. And next to the clear glass jar, you have blank pieces of paper. Think of taking an 8.5 by 11 paper, sectioning into fourths or eighths, and put them at the side of the fishbowl with a pen. And then sit down with the family and say, let's try an exercise. And the intent is to really acknowledge all the good things that we each do every day, that we each do each week, that really contribute to the positivity or the care or the love or the connection within our family. At first, your teen may think it's a little dumb, but actually, over time, they start to enjoy it. So the directions are, every day, notice something that you did that you feel good about. It can be as simple as complimenting a person in the family. As we said before, putting your dish in the sink or in the dishwasher. Getting up for school on time. Monitoring your screen time and feeling good that you only spent an hour on it and not 2.5 or 3. Write down one thing that you really feel good about that you did yourself. The second part of that is to take a second piece of paper and write down something that somebody did in the family system that made you feel good. Write down Mom made me my special snack. Dad reminded me to take my gear to lacrosse practice. My sister didn't bug me when I told her I wanted some privacy in my room. They're simple. I know they sound simple, but they're really significant. So you put that in the fishbowl. So two different notes. At the end of the week, and you decide when is the time. Sometimes it's Friday night dinner. Sometimes it's Saturday morning. Sometimes it's Sunday. You designate a day of the week on the weekend where you empty everything out from the fishbowl, put it on your floor, put it on the table, and you all sit around and you each pick one piece of paper and you read it out loud. You probably will know who wrote that, which family member did, but you don't have to put your names on it when you put your little piece of paper in the fishbowl and you read it out loud. And then you all just take a pause, take a breath, and then the next person goes and reads one of the statements on the notepad. And you go around in a little circle until they all are read. It may take 10 or 15 minutes. You may find yourselves laughing and giggling. You may see smiles on people's faces. You may find that you're having fun, and that uplifts the mood state. That uplifts the mindset. So I encourage you to try it sometime. Number four, the T in RAFT, is thank you. We know that gratitude does so much for our well-being. We know that gratitude does so much for our mood state. We know that gratitude does so much for our relationships with one another. It boosts it all around. It elevates our mood, our feelings, makes us feel more connected in our relationships when we have a thank you that is given to us. So make it a point to thank your teen for something that they've done. Thanks for putting out the garbage, even though that's their chore. Thanks for putting your bicycle in the garage and hanging it up so I can get my car in the garage. It's the little things you want to notice. Now, some of you may say, well, it feels like I'm kind of doting on them. No, that's a mindset to shift. Remember, you're working with your brain, and the brain likes this, gobbles it up, and begins to change in its shape and its form based on your statements, your gratitude statements. It would be nice if we could see it with our eyes, our real eyes, as the brain begins to change in these little ways, but that's not going to happen. But you'll start to see changes in your teen over time. So thank your teen for the simple things that they are doing. Smile at them. Let your facial expression be one of approval. Let it be an easy kind of look. So sit back for a moment, just taking that all in. And notice if it resonates with you. Notice if this is a style of parenting that you'd like to try. In small doses, perhaps, to start. But if you'd like to start orienting yourself in this way, because if you do, you'll influence your teens and the younger children, and perhaps a partner or spouse who lives with you, but you'll also influence yourself. Because the more that you do this as a parenting approach with your children, the more you begin to change into a positive mindset, into a positive person. And you will begin to feel better about yourself, more uplifted, and more positive in many different ways. May you breathe in all this knowledge. May you enjoy it with a smile. And until we meet again, I am Suzanne.
There is a place of calm, there is a place of peace. It is within. There is a place of joy, there is a place of love. It is within.